Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the What Up Doe Fantasy Football Show. I am your host, Kenneth V. Hinge. Thank you for joining us as we are getting ready to talk about fantasy football for the next hour. We have a lot to catch you guys up on. A lot has happened over the last few days in addition to all of the games that took place over the weekend. Before we get into that, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. Make sure you follow the What Up Doe Fantasy Football Twitter account. We've started tweeting some stuff there, but we're slowly starting to ramp that up. We're going to get that going with some content for you to kind of keep you up to date on what's going on in fantasy football and all the latest news and stuff like that. Also, make sure you follow Dead End Sports. Follow Dead End Sports on all the socials, the Facebook page, the Twitter account, the Instagram, the Vine. Do it for the Vine. We're posting videos there as well, just some of the, you know, outstanding plays that we've seen that caught our eye over the weekend during some of the big games. You'll see a devastating hit that took place Saturday night in the Alabama Ole Miss game. That's on the Dead End Sports Vine, so you can check that out. In addition to some great catches and just other stuff, man, that we just happened to catch and pay attention to. So make sure you do that as well. The What Up Doe Fantasy Football Show is brought to you by Dead End Sports. And it's the fantasy football, offshoot, the child of football. You know, we've been doing this show for, maybe about 2 or 3 years now. And, you know, we've had a Dead End Sports Fantasy Football League going for the last 2 years, I believe. I won last year, and I think the year before that, somebody had won. I think he won a T-shirt. But, you know, we wanted to do a show last year, but we didn't get a chance to really sit down and do it. But, you know, much like Dead End Sports, you know, I just felt that we're just going to sit down, you know, and start just talking and do the show, and we'll work to improve it as we go along. I want to go ahead and get into some news and notes real quick. Brandon will be joining us soon. He's getting set up, and he'll be calling into the line in just a minute. But real quick, just want to get you guys updated on some news and notes with the latest that has happened in sports today. Urban Meyer has announced that Cardale Jones will remain the Ohio State starting quarterback. There was a bit of controversy with that situation over the weekend, as both quarterbacks, Cardale Jones and JT Barrett, didn't play well at all. So there was some back and forth between that. So Urban Meyer has finally came out and made that announcement. So Cardale Jones will remain the starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. This is hot off the press, just dropped a minute ago. This is from ESPN writer Shiel Kapadia. Marshawn Lynch did not practice today, and he is on the Seahawks injury report with the calf injury. Apparently he missed some time during last week's game because of a neck issue, according to Pete Carroll. This is why, and this is what we're going to kind of talk about and focus on a little bit about on this show. This is why you got to draft well, man. This is why the name of this show is This Is Why You Draft Well, because injuries happen. And I think that when it comes to us just getting through the second week of football, I got to be honest, I'm surprised that there are so many injuries. I'm surprised at the number of injuries that we're seeing to some of the premier players that we've drafted in the first and second round, and they're gone, you know. So, when it comes to drafting is important, but more importantly, that waiver wire, sharpening that waiver wire is important as well. Brandon is on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him on. B, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Ken? What's going on, man? How you doing? How you living? Hey, Rock over here. Hey.
Hey, what's up, Rock? Just chilling, man. Just chilling. Getting ready for the show. Got a hot hour of content to kick out. But yeah, man, Marshawn Lynch, more than likely he's going to play, but yeah, he missed practice today. You know, so he you know, we're going to keep a watchful eye on that situation, because I know a lot of people drafted him within the first five picks, you know, this year. So so that should be interesting. Other news and notes. Let's see here. DeMarco Murray left practice today. Apparently he has a hamstring injury. And so they're going to have an MRI set for him. And we'll keep eye on that as well. Le'Veon Bell is back. He returns after missing two games. I know a lot of fantasy owners, myself included, will be happy to have him back. The biggest news of today is DeMarco Murray. I mean, not DeMarco Murray. Good God. Cam Chancellor is back. He has he's not holding out anymore. And he's back in that system. He's tired of watching his boys lose. And he's going to take one for the team, putting the team first and himself second and last. And I know a lot of people, B, drafted Seattle's DST high. I know they haven't been satisfied with the results thus far, but having Cam Chancellor back to help anchor and solidify their defense, I know a lot of the fantasy owners of Seattle should definitely be happy about that.
Yeah, because I'm one of them.
Oh, in my main, dang, for real?
In my main league, yeah, my main league, I got him in my main league. My $100 league, I got Seattle defense. So, yeah, I was happy when he, you know, and the holdout is over. Hopefully that defense will get some funk back.
Oh, yeah, man. You catching all kind of
I know.
Hell
I
in your
it.
Your Diaz league.
In my main league.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of your situations that you're in. You know, later on in the show. But so I know you're happy. That's some good news for you, as well as many others. McCown earlier today was announced as a start over Manziel. I know people that had Travis Benjamin or picked him up should not be happy about that. But this is why you don't run to the waiver wire and just pick up any damn body. Marcus Mariota got humbled this weekend. People overreacted to him, blew him out. He had like four fumbles and all kind of problems. Preston Parker was released, so you can drop him if you are in a deep league and drafted him. He had five drops, and he was a scapegoat. They let him go, so he's out. The Steelers, this is going to be good news for fantasy owners of Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Big Ben, because according to Big Ben, they're going to keep going for 2 points. They're not kicking field goals. So if you have the Steelers kicker, you might as well let him go and look to get that kicker out of Denver. Brandon McManus. That guy is kicking 50-yard field goals, and if you get extra points for 50-yarders, he is a guy you want to own. He has three 50-plus-yard field goals right now. You can safely drop the Steelers kicker if you just happen to have him or you stream kickers and go ahead and try to pick him up. Because they're going to keep throwing, going for 2 points, which I think is exciting, B, because, I think there's a stat or there's some research done that says that going for two is more fruitful than actually going for one, and people should go for two more than actually going for one. You know,
yeah.
they don't understand why teams don't actually go for 2 points more often or go for it on fourth and one more often.
Right, because the fact that you were on the 3-yard line like how it used to be when they kicked the extra point, you're closer to the end zone, so your chance of getting 2 points might be a lot better than kicking that 30-foot-yarder extra point. So
right.
Why not
it's been nine missed extra points this season already,
yep,
so the
already.
NFL.
And we only in week two, that's it.
Right. So the NFL definitely made a wise decision there because that definitely made extra points interesting. The last bit of news that we have, Brandon Whedon is still the starter, and even though the Dallas Cowboys traded for Matt Castle, but keep an eye on that situation. Romo is out for at least 8 weeks, so you know, at any given moment, if Whedon struggles, you're probably going to see the veteran stick in there. From a fantasy perspective, you probably want to stay away from both of them because they don't have anybody to throw it to. Besides Witten, and Jason Witten's hurt. So it's been a bruising 2 weeks. So many players are hurt. And I don't know if I remember a season like this where you have so many brand name NFL players hurt in like the second week. Do you recall a situation, a season like this before?
No, but I'm pretty sure it has been. I mean, I'm pretty sure people listening or whatever and checking it out, they know that they can figure maybe 2008 or 2007 that it's been like injury plague season or whatever. I mean, I can't think off the top of my head where I can be like, oh yeah, 2006. But like, yeah, it's been. I'm pretty sure this is not the first time that we've seen crazy stuff like this. It just goes to show you, man, these players, the starters at least, they need to play more in the preseason because I just think a lot of them just don't. They just don't have enough reps in the preseason worrying about injuries, and you know, by the time the season kicks off, they get hurt. Look at DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's out for some time too. You know, it's kind of crazy. Brian Romo, Breeze is hurt. Murray is hurt now. LeSean McCoy came in hurt. Eddie Lacy is hurt. Just everybody's just banged up, and it's the second week. And you know, it's something you said last week that kind of stuck with me when I started to see the injury report fill up, is that this is why you draft well. Because if you have a solid bench, excuse me, you're not as affected by this as much. And this is why you always got to go after the handcuffs, too. Because if your starting running back goes down, you don't have to scramble to go get his backup. Especially if it's a good backup, you already have him. So, yeah, drafting well is definitely
right?
A key.
You good?
Yeah, man. Just you know, I remember I said yesterday I was getting over a bit of a cold.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so, excuse me. So, let's go into the what up, though, for the week. B, who's on your list for this week? Who makes the infamous what up, though, list for week two in fantasy football. I'm about to say basketball. What the hell?
You about to say basketball.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I think the elephant in the room is Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is definitely, he's a big sword, big, thick elephant in the room. Another one is Rashad Jennings. That's another what up, though. Even though he had a good first week, your boy Carlos Hyde from San Fran. You think he put up like 5 points after having a monstrous week one. I would say Drew Brees, but I mean he played pretty much the whole game, and yeah, he had a bad shoulder, but he still. If you got Drew Brees in the league, he kind of didn't have he had a very under average type of week. You
cost
go ahead,
me
you
a, I got an L yeah. because of him.
Yeah, so you go ahead. I want to name two. I'm gonna start naming two players. Go ahead, you name some too.
Oh man, another guy.
Okay,
wait.
Go ahead. You talked about him, DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray, that's another one. And that's a guy that people draft high in a lot of leagues. And look what he's doing for you so far this week. So, I'm sorry, that's him. But go ahead.
No, that's cool. You know, the thing about Murray is that I think when we were doing our show, we were not that high on him anyway. And, you know, and there were a couple of guys that, you know, we felt would have been, you know, safer and better picks until we actually saw what he was able to do in that offense. Either way it goes, I mean, people either drafted him in the first or the second round because a lot of running backs were being taken. So, but it's unfortunate for those that have him because they wasted a pick so far on him, and you got to play him every week because you don't know if it's going to be the week where he gets you. I mean, you know, if you look at the first week, right, he had two touchdowns, but last week, you know, he almost scored, but he didn't. So he has the potential to put up points, but his usage hasn't really justified his, you know, him being selected that high. It can only get better from here. You know, I got a guy, man, that cost me a loss. Drew Brees didn't cost me one. I think I have him in the Dennis Sports League. I ended up winning that matchup. But Amir Abdullah, man, 6 carries for 9 yards. Abdullah, what up, though, man? Like, all I needed was 2 more points. Oh, yeah, 2 more points, and I would have won. You mean to tell me you can't catch the ball out of the backfield? You can't break at least another 15, 20-yarder? Come on, man. And then, you know, he fell so far behind. I mean, I don't know what was up with Detroit, you know, in that game. I didn't get a chance to watch the game, so I don't understand why they didn't use him as much. But they didn't really use any of their running backs. Freaking Matthew Stafford had more running yards than Amir Abdullah. So, yeah, he's on my list, man. 9 yards on 6 carries. Another guy.
Tell him why you mad, son. Tell him why you mad.
Here's a guy that a lot of people were I don't know if people were high on him, but I know people did draft him because he was a starter. But if you read any of the stuff, the news that was coming out of Houston, you probably didn't have him starting anyway, at least if you drafted well and you had some good running backs. Alfred Blue, 5 carries for 6 yards. Yeah, he was absolutely terrible. You guys can go ahead and drop Alfred Blue right now. You don't need him. There are plenty of guys you can pick up. You can go pick up Matt Jones, because I imagine that he's going to have that job before the season out. So, yeah, Alfred Blue probably cost somebody. Eddie Lacy, 3 carries, 9 yards, went out with the injury, and he was done. And I got 2 more. Lamar Miller. You know what? I'm so sick of Miami, man, because they always talk, Coach Joe Philbin, talk about, yeah, we want to use him. We want to use, you know, Lamar Miller a lot. And then you only give the guy, like, 10 carries, 14 yards. And I think he got hurt, but he still only got, he averaged 1.4 yards a carry. Didn't even really catch the ball out of the backfield. If I would have got more yardage out of him, guess who would have won this weekend? I would have won. But no, 10 carries on 14 yards. I don't even know if I want to even start him anymore. And he's hurt. So I get Le'Veon Bell back. So I'm I don't know. I may not start him. And
you know what, Ken? It's funny that you seem like your list is based off players that cost you wins in your fantasy league.
They were actually terrible too. I got one. This will be my last one. Jeremy Hill. 10 carries, 39 yards, 2 fumbles.
Yep, that's a good one.
2 fumbles. Right.
He ended up getting benched.
You're making me look bad, bro.
Yeah, because you was high on him. You was, like, really high on him.
Yeah, I still am. I think, you know, I think the thing with Jeremy Hill, and I haven't, you know, read a lot of the beat reporters out of Ohio, to be certain, but I think that he was talking a little bit, you know, coming into the season, but I think they're really focused on trying to stop him when he's back there, and I think so far it's working, and they're trying to make Andy Dalton beat them, because he tore up the league last year, so I think you just have to be patient with him, because if I would have drafted him like I wanted to, I would have been disappointed with my results thus far, but I think, you know, if you do have him, it's definitely a time to buy low. I think you could definitely trade for him and probably get him without giving up much. So you might want to consider that. But hopefully he'll turn things around. Who else do you got, B?
Oh, I didn't want to put too much on my list because I didn't want to take away some players. Some of your players, but I mean, I would say Jason Witten, but he was injured. I mean, he's not a player, but hell, Seattle defense, they only gave me like 6 points, like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Points. I mean, you know, if you're supposed to be the ranked number one defense, I would like for my defense, the number one defense, at least give me like 15, 16 points. The dude from Tampa Bay, oh my God, not Benjamin Jackson, but the other wideout, he was
Mike Evans.
Yes, zero. He gave donut.
Did he play?
Donut. Yeah, he played. Donut.
He played?
Yeah.
I didn't know he played. Oh, that sucks. Wow. Yeah, that's, well, yeah, I think he may actually win it. I think a lot of people were high on Davante Adams.
He played 40 snaps against the Saints. Yeah, Mike Evans played. All right, Frank Gore is another one. Frank Gore.
But you got to be encouraged with what – you have to be encouraged with what you saw out of Frank Gore, though, right?
Yeah, but still. But, I mean, he put, like, 4 points. Like, I don't know. But I guess to your defense, to Andrew Luck's defense, they went against two solid defenses, so I don't know. Maybe they need to play against some cupcake defense.
Well, you know, I think with Frank Gore, what you want to look at if you have him, if you want to look at improvement from week to week, and he definitely, you know, from week one it was a dud. Week two he ran hard, had a chance to score, but he fumbled. He probably would have scored. He could have, you know, bulldozed his way in. He just lost the ball. The opportunity was there for him to have a game. You know, it just kind of went against them. And, you know, and their schedule gets much, much easier from here. James Jones continues to vulture touchdowns from
Davante Adams. Yeah, man. I knew you was about to go there. Yeah, he showed, because I got him. You know, I got Davante Adams in a couple of leagues, so. Yeah, man, it's like, and all of a sudden, James Jones coming out of nowhere and starting to take away my. I'm almost thinking about benching Davante Adams, man, and going with Well, even though I played him still, but just going with Larry Fitzgerald more and looking for another flex position, because yeah, Davante Adams, he's kind of different.
Well, I played you this week. You didn't play him against me though.
No, I played Larry Fitzgerald. I think I had Larry Fitzgerald in, right? I believe.
Well, no. I had Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, so I got Larry Fitzgerald in the real NFL or Dead End Sports League?
I'm going to look now.
Yeah. I know I got him in one of them leagues. I got him in one
I think it's probably – I have Larry Fitzgerald in the Dead End Sports League, so it must be the real
NFL.
Yeah,
it's the real NFL. Yeah, that's what it is. Yep, it's that one.
Because
yeah,
you
– he canceled out my Antonio Brown. I thought I had you, Antonio Brown. He canceled that out. He pretty much canceled out with Antonio Brown. Larry Fitzgerald, like, he was Larry Fitzgerald from 2007, 2008, Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know what got into him.
Well, and we'll get to him in a second. Yeah, I'm looking at your lineup now. Yeah, you didn't play Davante Adams against me. You did Antonio Brown, you know, Megatron, and then your flex, you went with Terrence Williams, which was a smart move. Because he caught that touchdown, and he had 85 yards and a touchdown, which damn near won you the game, because I think I was leading up until that point, and then, you know, the Jets defense saved me there. But, yeah, man, that was some good GM moves, B. Benching Davante Adams. All right, I see you.
Yeah, man, you know, my skills got to kick in every now and then, you know.
yeah, man, you know what? So, you know, it was good to see two players, right? So I know, you know, on the wide receiver show, you know, I talked about Allen Robinson, and he showed out. And if he can continue that, he's a guy that if you guys, more than likely people have him, you're probably going to be happy with what you got. I don't know if this would continue at that pace, like over 140 yards and a touchdown or two touchdowns, but I think it could be close because Blake Bortles looked good. And you can only imagine what's going to happen when they get Julius Thomas back. So you got Julius Thomas as a weapon, pass-catching tight end, Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, and Yeldon. Yeldon doesn't look bad either. He hasn't been putting up much fantasy points. He hasn't really scored yet. Blake Bortles, you have to be encouraged by what he has around him, and every other component in that system should definitely benefit from his play and the other offensive weapons in that system. By week four, week five, man, Allen Robinson could be one of those guys. I was trying to tell you about him, B. It's only 1 week, But, you know, I was happy with what I've seen. But the guy that both you and I were happy were high on, and we kept telling people, nobody was talking about him, was Larry Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. And, you know, he was going like in ninth, tenth rounds. People was not getting him early at all. And you know, we were saying, we were like, man, he gonna have a dark horse because he finally has a QB that's good enough to get him the ball. Because, you know, when Larry Fitzgerald had those struggle years for like three straight years, Arizona was still looking for a QB. So they couldn't find one. But now they got Carson Palmer, a veteran that can give them ball. So he's balling now. He's a steal. And a lot of people that got him in the, you know, eighth through tenth round.
Yeah, I picked him up in the ninth round, you know, and I so I was excuse me, dang man, freaking cold. I was thrilled about that because I had a feeling, man. Him and Palmer, man, they just have such chemistry together, you know. And he was his favorite target when Palmer was playing. It just made sense for I don't know why people didn't draft him. It was worth the risk, especially around the ninth or tenth or eighth round. Three touchdowns, over 100 yards, 87 yards in the first game. He almost scored in the first game, too. And you know what that's going to do, though? People were drafting John Brown higher than him. All that's going to do is free up John Brown. And now he's going to be able to get loose because Larry Fitzgerald's going to work kind of like that middle of the field, you know, and you know, the ins and outs, and John Brown's gonna hit him with that go route, but yeah, man, a lot of people were sleeping on him, and we kept telling people, Larry Fitzgerald, you guys don't sleep on him. He, you know, and he's fifth in the league in reception yards, 199 receiving yards so far in this early NFL season. And people got him late. That's kind of crazy. Let's see. So let's get into this situational football talk, man, because you're in this situation. So, you know, we said earlier that Romo is out for, now it's reported, 8 weeks. He's not having surgery. And Dez Bryant is out. You be on both of those guys. Mm-hmm. So how did you manage that situation on your team?
Well, yeah, you know, had to kind of shake things up because, you know, like I told you, losing, you know, out of all the 1-2 combos to get injured, both in the same season and probably be out for the same amount of time. I got both. I happen to draft both of them. So, you know, I kind of had to shake things up. I made a trade. One of the other members, shout out to my boy Meech. I traded because he had Tom Brady as his QB, but now he already got no QB now because I gave him Teddy Bridgewater, so that's going to be his week-to-week QB. But, you know, unfortunately I had to give him my round one draft pick, or my top draft pick, Odell Beckham, which is now strengthening his wide receiving core. So now his wide receiving core is like ridiculous, but he's lacking that QB, and now I have Tom Brady, and I have Keyshawn Allen from San Diego Chargers. So I gave up Carlos Hyde, which is he's not really too high on him. So, but he still took it because he thinks he's a question mark with a high out of San Francisco. So I gave him that, which means I still have Latavius Murray, and I still have Woodhead, and I have Jennings. So I mean, I'm still okay in the running backs, okay. But I got Keyshawn Allen from San Diego, who both weeks, even though he had a dud this past week, he still was one of Phillip Rivers' most targeted players. So that stands for something, you know. And plus with Antonio Gates coming back, people saying, well, that's scary. But, you know, it actually is going to open up even more for Keyshawn Allen. And that's going to be more down the field looks, red zone looks for Keyshawn Allen. So I'm hoping, you know, that'd be a sleeper trade person that I get in my trade. But I got Tom Brady. And we know out there they don't got no running back. And you know Tom Brady's going to be throwing that ball, tossing it. So, you know, I got a QB now. And then hopefully, at this point in this league, I just want to stay afloat. I'm not looking to win five or six straight. I just want to stay at that 500, you know, that one game above 500 area and get to the playoffs. Hopefully I got Dez Bryant coming back maybe, you know, a couple of weeks before fantasy football playoff. And then if I can get in that playoff spot, just get me in the six at this point. With Dez Bryant coming back along with Tom Brady, oh, yeah, my team will be dangerous going into the postseason. So, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. And unfortunately, it had to be in week two. So I had to make a trade. I had to do something. Because me personally, I didn't feel comfortable having Teddy Bridgewater as my every week QB, like every single week. And then the waiver wire was pretty dull. So, you know, waiver wire.
Who was on the wire at quarterback? Do you remember?
I can look right quick. I can kind of look right quick. You can kind of go off while I look, and I can just, like, blow them out to you as I'm looking.
All right.
But,
you know, I think looking at listening to your team long-term, like you said, if you do manage to stay in the playoff hunt, you know, which, I mean, if you can, you're going to definitely be a scary team because you're absolutely right about New England. People are looking at Tom Brady. I think he's leading the league in everything, passing, completion,
yep.
The whole nine.
Yep. Yep.
You
so
know,
pretty much,
and
I got a number one QB pretty much right as of right now. It's based on, you know, stats or whatever. I got a number one QB. I'm going to give you a list of some of the players that's on the waiver wire. Marcus Mariota, Taylor from Buffalo, Alex Smith, Nick Foles, Derek Carr, Fitzpatrick, Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Kirk Cousins, Ryan Mallett, Brandon Wheaton. Those guys, I wouldn't feel comfortable going week by week by week for the remainder of the season. And with without Dez Bryant, no. I had to shake things up. I had to.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't have felt comfortable every single week with one of those guys being my week-to-week QB. That's just me.
See, I think, well, you know, losing Bryant, I think, doesn't help. Because I was going to say, I think you probably could have won with Bridgewater, but you just don't know week to week what you're going to get, at least
that's
now you know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, man.
Especially considering, you know, the lay of, you know, of the rest of your team. You know, you know, you're absolutely right. With Brady, man, all they're doing is they're hiding the fact that they can't run the ball. And that's, they're going to throw it, and they're going to throw it short, which is going to be their run. And Deion Lewis is a squirty running back. When he gets the ball, he can take it to the house because he's kind of quick, and he's electric, and he kind of pops out of there. You don't know he's that fast until, you know, he catches the ball. And they're going to move the ball down the field. They're going to throw it a ton because they can't run the ball. So that's you're right. You do have a first round, a number one draft quarterback in Tom Brady, and you know as long as Keenan Allen continues to just do what he does, you'll be fine. And they were talking about him in the preseason. You know, he had a bad year last year. He's looking to improve on what happened last year and prove that he deserves to be in the league. So it'll be interesting to see you know how that works out for you. Week to week, and, you know, of course, you guys will get to hear that every week on this show and kind of see if that trade worked out for B as we move along. So, yeah, listening to the quarterbacks that was out there, nobody sounded sexy to me, you know, so I don't blame you. Like, so here's the situation that I ended up in. Drew Brees is more than likely going to play this week, this Sunday. Pretty confident is how they're saying. You know, the guy's never missed a regular season game in his 15-year career, which is kind of crazy. I didn't even know that. But, so I got Brees, and, you know, he hasn't been playing great. Cooks hasn't been the guy I thought he was going to be. And he might be out. Well, guess who I have as my backup? Marcus Mariota. So I'm in a bit of a pickle because, say, for instance, Brees does miss the game, or if I'm not confident that Brees can finish the game, what do I do? Do I throw out Mariota, who did have two touchdowns, you know, but he struggled? You know, he plays, I'll give you who he plays in a second. But on the waiver wire, here's what we got on the waiver wire. Here's what I'm looking at. Tyrod Taylor, nope.
Yep.
I don't care if he threw three touchdowns. I'm not, nope, not doing it. He had to play from behind. Fitzpatrick, hell no. Nick Foles, nope. You can even beat you can even beat Washington. Ryan Mallett, absolutely not. Manziel's bench. Cutler's hurt. You know, Bradford's sitting here. I may look at Bradford. Nope, never mind. He's playing the Jets. Kirk Cousins, absolutely not. Then you got McGloin, Hoyer, Brandon Whedon, Jimmy Clausen. Like, there's nothing here. I'm in a, you know, so I have to decide between Mariota, which I'm glad I, and I don't know if you remember, but I dropped Cutler to actually get Mariota. That worked out for me, actually.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it actually ended up. He still put up 20 points last week in spite of all of his turnovers. He's playing Indy. They could be got a little bit defensively. They're projecting him to do like 19 points. They got Breeze, who's playing a tough Carolina defense, at 20 points. Now, if you guys listened to the show last week, we put out there Peyton Manning or Mariota, because Mariota is playing the Cleveland defense. Excuse me. Man, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm coughing. A Cleveland defense, you guys might want to look at picking up if you're streaming defense, because they've been playing pretty well. We told you on this show, stick with Manning. Manning put up three touchdowns, and Manning had a Manning, close to a Manning game. Anybody that you guys thought about playing outside of Manning probably didn't do his performance well. This is slightly different. Carolina, if you've been watching Carolina, they've been shutting everybody down. The cornerbacks have been playing really well. The receivers for New Orleans have struggled. And one hit, Breeze is out of the game. It's like I'm almost forced to start Mariota just to take a chance. Like, I have no choice. What would you do, B, if you were me?
I mean, what condition did they say Breeze was? How was he looking? Like, was he, like, just done, or he just, I mean,
well,
was he kind of day-to-day, or what? I mean, because if he's not going to play, you're going to have to play Mariota. Or who's Mariota playing? Like, who is he seeing in the next, you know?
Indianapolis. Yeah, he's playing Indy.
Their defense don't look at home or away.
It is, let's see, it's in Indy.
It's in Indy?
No, they're playing them at home, yeah.
So
Tennessee
will
be at home.
Indianapolis defense don't look like all scary world beaters, so, I mean, I don't have an issue with, you know, Mariota's plan. That's really up to you. I would go with him. I want to take a chance. You know, you don't never want to take a chance on an injured quarterback, you know, possibly being out, and then that's a zero spot for you. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I say go with Mariota. Hurts me to say that over Breeze too. I know it hurts.
Yeah. And look, everybody. This is obviously Wednesday. A lot can change from here until Sunday.
Right.
But
right
now, this looks like the smarter play because, you know, he struggled. You can see it. He hurt it in the game. He struggled the rest of the game. He gets popped, and they're going to pop him. He could be out for the rest of the game, and I guess nothing. At least I could probably get 15 to 20 points, better than maybe 8. So I don't know. You know, we'll see. Right now, Mariota is penciled in as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
His situation is just a little bit better, and the bench is terrible.
Yep.
Foster, Arian Foster, I'm just reading this, is not – expected back this week, so he's out another week. I said he was probably going to be out 4 to 5 weeks. I'm pretty sure they're not going to rush him back, but he is practicing, so that's a good thing. So he'll be back pretty soon. They're going to continue to do running back by committee in Houston until he comes back, but I think they're thinking long-term. They don't want to rush this guy's back. So anyway, I just saw that news break. I thought I was going to let you guys know that. Eddie Lacy is hurt. Hopefully you guys went out and got James Starks. If not, you might be in a situation if he does miss the game, unless you draft him well. Lamar Miller didn't practice today. Fortunately,
he's a guy.
No, it's not. And his backup, Damian Williams, isn't better. I think a guy you could probably go pick up if you need to pencil in a guy if he's still there. Again, I think you could probably go get Matt Jones, and you could probably get David Johnson if they're still out there on the waiver wire. I'll be surprised if they are, but they may be. Tevin Coleman is out. He got hurt. I don't think he's playing, so Devontae Freeman, he may be out there on the waiver wire too, so you guys may be able to get him as well. What do you think about Freeman, B? Like, if you had Tevin Coleman, would you take a chance on Devontae Freeman? He'll be every down back if you don't have anybody else.
Oh, I think James Starks. I don't know if anyone got old guy from Tennessee yet. He's still out there in a lot of leagues. What's his name? Shanky?
Oh, Bishop Shanky, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still out there in a lot of leagues. You can get him. You can definitely get him. But yeah, I like that James Starks pick just because of the situation. You know, I like that play. I don't know if I can stick with old boy from Atlanta. Freeman? I don't know if I can stick with Freeman. He runs hard, but it's just I don't know. He just don't seem to get the gap, get those extra yards that he want to get because he struggles too. I mean, and let's be real. Atlanta has, like, the best offensive line on the planet, so it's not like they can open up those gaps for him and have him a good day. So, I don't know.
Rashawn Matthews had a good game. What do you think? Do you recommend people pick him up out of Miami?
Rashawn
Matthews, he had two good games. He had 100 yards receiving, and I think he scored the first week.
See, I would have to look at, like, how many times he's actually being targeted and getting rushing attempts and stuff like that. Sometimes that stuff make a difference. Even if the stats are not really, sexy looking, but if the team is going to you, they keep going to you, and not just in one week, but, like, in multiple weeks, that gotta show for something. I mean, that just means it's not your day, you're not getting what you're supposed to get or whatever. And then at some point, you're going to have those consistent games where you're rushing, 80-some yards, 40-some reception yards, and a touchdown or two. You know, that's a solid day. But I just have to look at, like, his workload. Like, what is he doing as far as on a consistent basis workload? I know it's kind of hard to tell going into week three. We're only in week three as far. But if you think that Lamar Miller is not going to really be as productive this season, you think that guy is, or you think Miami's going to lean towards that direction, then I say take a chance and get him. I mean, if you didn't spend a waiver wire on him and he's out there, then pick him up. I mean, that can save you a waiver wire claim.
Yeah, so far he has six targets in the first game, only 34 yards, but he did score. And in the last game, he had the yardage, but he did score, seven targets, six receptions, 415. I don't need a receiver. I think if people need a receiver, I'm with you. You know, it won't hurt to pick him up and try. It's obvious that they want Tannehill to throw the ball a lot, and Jarvis Landry and Matthews could be the guy until Devontae Parker comes on and develops. Crockett Gilmore had two touchdowns from the tight end spot. A lot of people picked up Ebron, but nobody picked up Gilmore. tight end was supposed to be a weak position, but so far it's been pretty strong. If you need a tight end, are you recommending people pick him up? He's still available.
Which tight end again? Who is this?
The one from Baltimore.
Nah, he don't play there no more, right?
Yeah,
nah,
let's see. Hold on,
I can't think of his name. Damn, I'm having a brain freeze.
Yeah, Crockett Gilmore, he had four targets in the first game, only 23 yards receiving. Mm-hmm. Played Denver, that was a struggle. Week two, he had six targets. So Flacco is looking at him. He caught five, 88 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's known as a blocking tight end, but now all of a sudden he's kind of catching passes. I'm in a situation, right, and Rashard Perriman is out. They need guys to play beside Steve Smith. Here's the situation I'm in, right? I picked up Ladarius Green. Apparently the guy got another damn concussion. So he may not play. Ladarius Green.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. He has another concussion. He's downgraded to questionable. So, you know, I don't think I picked up Ebron. And they're actually, the Lions are actually throwing to Ebron a lot, too. But I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the waiver wire, and Ebron and Gilmore are the two guys on there. I don't know which one I would even pick up. Like, Ebron had 10 targets last week, 43 yards and a touchdown. He's caught a touchdown in the first two games, and Gilmore has 6. But yeah, I think if people hopefully nobody picked up Darren Fells. I think if you need a tight end, I think Gilmore, if he's available, I think he's a guy you could definitely pick up. Because, you know, Flacco seems to like him, and he has nobody else to throw to. And he could definitely be a weapon because the guy's huge. He could definitely be a weapon, in the red zone. So it's probably got to look at. Let's see here. 46 after. I told you about David Johnson. He scored 2 touchdowns. He got off, and they're talking about increasing his workload. Let's see. All right, so let me get into a couple of guys, and then we're going to go to the phone line. So here's some guys that struggled early this season. First 2 weeks, we know it's early. C.J. Anderson is one. Remember, B, I was hesitant about him.
You were.
They are saying that he has one more week to prove that he's the guy. So my question is, even if they, you know, how long do you stick with a guy like, I got a couple of guys. C.J. Anderson has struggled early. Forsett is another guy with Laurel.
Yep.
He struggled early.
I was going to say too.
Yeah, Jonathan Stewart, Charles Johnson, Nelson Aguilar, and Jeremy Hill may be impacted because of Giovanni Bernard's game, although I think that'll be short-lived. If you wasted, like, these are your number one picks, how long are you sticking with these guys?
2 picks. Yeah, number one.
Yeah.
2 picks. I got to go, like, maybe two or three weeks, 2 weeks maybe, and then maybe downgrade them to maybe flex position, seeing if you can plug somebody else in there, or after the 3rd week, if they don't do nothing, then bench them or whatever, or start thinking about other alternatives. But I think probably downgrade him down to the flex position where he can put somebody else there.
You know, the thing about it is that, and I think flex is a good play, especially if you can find somebody that can take that spot. Again,
right,
this is why you got to draft well. The thing when I draft,
yep,
man, I try to draft guys that are proven. You know, guys that, you know, I don't try to take too many chances, you know, on guys that are unproven, like rookies and sleepers, this, that, and the other. It just depends on the guy. But if I drafted C.J. Anderson or Forsett, you best believe I'm going to back him up with the guy I know that's going to play and get the work, because I just didn't believe in those guys to begin with. But if I'm in a situation where all the running backs are gone and I have to take him, then yeah, I do. And hopefully they turn around. You know, because I think when you draft them in the first and second round, you really don't have anybody to replace them with anyway, unless you listen to us and got a Larry Fitzgerald. So yeah, I think you may end up being stuck with him, and hopefully C.J. Anderson doesn't burn you. Forsett will get the work because he's the only guy right now, but Tilia Fornaro, he's looked pretty good. He can steal that job easy. So I don't know, man. I you know, it's going to be something worth watching. Charles Johnson was supposed to be a sleeper. I think they'll correct that in Minnesota. as time goes on. I think we saw Adrian Peterson have a really good game, and he should definitely open up the passing lanes for them as the season goes on. Well, which is another reason I thought you may have been able to get by with Bridgewater, you know, as the season progressed. But can't go wrong with Brady. Let me go ahead because we got about 10 minutes left. Let me go ahead and get this call. Let's see. Here we go. What up, though? You're on the line. Who we got?
What's up, Cam? What up, Easy? It's Ryan.
Yeah, what's up, Ryan?
Man, not too much. Just trying to catch what I can of the podcast tonight. Actually, I want to touch upon Crockett Gilmore because I don't know if this may help you, Ken, but if you're still wondering on that, I might take Ebron first because of the targets. But the reason why, like I told you guys before, I'm in a 16 teamer, so I snagged Gilmore ASAP because I have Gronk and I need a backup TE for week 4. But they're already calling this guy. All the tight ends that are doing well, like Effort, Kelsey, they're calling all these tight ends like, you know, baby Gronks, or they actually called Gilmore Gronkette Gilmore. Because I saw the play that he did, he basically charged through 3 defenders to the end zone. So the dude's athletic, so he might be a good scoop, but, you know, it just depends on targets or you want what proves it more to you. But did you guys mention Matt Jones at all?
We briefly as a guy probably to pick up, but we didn't really go into much detail about his situation or that situation in Washington.
Man, they're saying he could overtake Alfred Morris, so he could be like a sleeper snag. But I'm only holding him because I'm trying to do some trades to get some value because I need some better wide receivers because I have Charles Johnson and Aguilar, and
ooh,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. My number one is Macklin, so it's been a little
ooh.
Rough, if you know, because I have Jeremy Hill too, and those two fumbles killed me last week.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep. It's rough. That's why.
wow. Who's your quarterback?
Mariota.
Oh, my God. That's a 16 team lead.
That's crazy, man. That is crazy.
You have to. That's why someone's already asking, like, if they could get a quarterback. Now, I have Bortles, and I'm like, well, I need him for week four because Tennessee has bye week. But I'm like, I could get some value to try and, like, finagle some other trades to get some better receivers and try and snag someone off the waiver that hasn't been snagged. Someone already took Manziel because they were thinking he was going to be the starter, but now he's not. And someone took Brandon Weeden immediately after Romo got his clavicle broke. So it's like sharks.
Wow. I would hold on. I mean, I know you need him for the bye week, but Bortles didn't look bad at all. And if Mariota gets hurt, then you'll be on the waiver wire too.
That's the risk, right? That's the risk I'm doing. So it's like the basic, do I wait another week? Do I try and capitalize now when the value is still a little high? It's a whole different playing field.
You know, I want to say this about Matt Jones because they were really talking about this guy low key in preseason,
right.
And I was surprised they actually went to him this early. But here's the thing that, and I'm in agreement with what everybody's saying. He is going to take that job because.
Yeah.
All you have to do is listen to what Jay Gruden is saying, and when he starts talking glowingly about you, you're going to get the job. And he started to talk up Matt Jones a lot. And I feel bad for, Alfred
Morris.
Because, he's done. Because once Gruden turns on you, it's a wrap.
Just
he's
look at
proven that. Because he said, Gruden went on to say Jones has good vision right now. And that's all it takes, man. That's how he did RG3. He would just talk up, oh, boy, and wouldn't say anything about the other guy.
Yeah.
And all it takes is one injury. But if he continues to do that, Alfred's done.
Exactly. The way he tore up for like over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He was quick. Jeez. He was decisive. He ran with power and speed. Oh, yeah. He's going to have that position. He's going to have that. I'm sure of it. So get him now and just stack
him
on the bench.
That's what I'm doing because I have to try and juice what I can for trades. So that's why I have Gilmore and Jones, but I'm trying to get somebody else to take Doug Martin because I have him and Latavius Murray at the same bye week, so it's not going to do me any good. So that's why I snagged Jones. So I've been
trying
to finagle
right
some trades. 1-1.
All right, so
that's not bad. Yeah, I mean that's still better than 0-2.
He just had a bad week, you know, and you know that happens. That's what happened to me. I'm 1-1 in one league.
Right.
So
hey,
in your situation,
I won in all my leagues last week, and I lost in all my leagues this week. So it just happens that it goes that way.
Right. But it's just I guess I'm just trying to make some future preparations for like when those bye weeks come because like the way I draft is, you know, obviously like you said, proven guys or maybe a little bit name recognition, and then who's like the next tier on just so that way you can have them for your backup for your buys, and then you know if you don't need them, then do what you can for either a trade to get some value if you need an upgrade or if you can, or you know if you really don't care that much, you could just dump them too if you want to like build up at a different spot. So that's what I'm trying to do because, like I said, a lot of my guys have early bye weeks. Like, I have a lot of players with 4 and 5, so once that's done, I'm just trying to, like, make my team a little bit more efficient, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I normally stay away from guys like a Nelson Aguilar, who they talked about, Amir Abdullah.
Yeah.
You know, situation is a little bit, you know, flaky. But, you know, I think in the real NFL, the one that I'm in with B, the way that draft went, you know, they were kind of like the next best guys left. You know,
right.
So I had to take them. But, I mean, I'm straight, though. I got Le'Veon Bell, Lamar Miller, Carlos Hyde, you know, and I snatched up Matt Jones off the bench.
There you go.
You know, I don't really need those guys to play every week, you know.
Right.
Just by weeks. And hopefully, you know, if somebody gets hurt, I can pitch them in. The only thing I was really trying to do was to get past the first 2 weeks with Le'Veon, and I managed to do that. So, and I went 1-1. I should have won last week. But Amir Abdullah cost me. And when you start costing me fantasy games, you do not get paid the next year.
I mean, you still got the rest of the season.
Rule.
You can still prove it right.
Yeah. I don't mess around. Nah. You cost me, I'm not picking.
but hopefully Johnson and Aguilar get it going, especially Johnson because he's the number one receiving option and he can get his catches. It's just Bridgewater, I guess, wasn't really throwing to him. And I just took Aguilar because I thought it'd be a sleeper pick, like you said. And then, you know, based on how Jordan Matthews did last year, I figured he'd be in that type of role as the number two option.
He will be. I just say just stash him, give him time. That's why, you know, he's always a late pick. We got about a minute left. So just give it time. That whole system is a mess. So, and because the whole system is a mess, you can afford to wait, you know, and see what happens with him. He is the number two guy, you know, there, or he's going to be a slot receiver. They'll work it out, and, you know, and I think he'll be fine.
All right.
So, but, and who was the other guy? You said Aguilar. Who else? Oh, Charles Johnson. Don't worry about Charles Johnson. Adrian Peterson had a great game. He's going to open up things. Bridgewater messed up a lot of things for a lot of people because he vulture touchdowns from the red zone. They'll get it going because everybody's going to start creeping up to the line. They're going to have to. They're going to have to.
9 minutes of the box, hopefully.
Yep. So anyway, that's another week, man. We're going to wrap this up. We got about 20 seconds left.
All right.
So anyway, hey, we'll see you guys next week. And, you know, follow the Twitters and follow us on social media. You know, we'll be talking about fantasy football and all this stuff. And And that's it. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.